Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with the Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, yeah, it's Friday again, frickin' Friday again. Oh, man, let's see here. It's the 28th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *69. Unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49. And they're talking fire warnings. I think we got a couple of small fires around. There ain't been no smoke here yet, but I'm sure we're going to get to breathe our share before this summer's over. I can just about guarantee it. Anyways, you guys got your climbing boots on? Do you got your spike boots and your climbing axe, because we're going to have to go for some moral high ground here. We got to get the moral high ground so we can do something about people who cut up little babies or little kids while they're still alive to sell their body parts as a part of a multi-billion-dollar corporate operation. That's not bad. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
That thing works so much better when you turn the volume up. I can't believe it. Anyway, let's go see if we can find some moral high ground to climb upon. Da-da-da-da. Feds drop campaign contribution charges against Sam Bankman. Bankman, fried, F-R-I-E-D, fried, I reckon. See what this is about. Federal prosecutors are dropping campaign finance violation charges against alleged crypto crook Sam Bankman-Fried over a legal snafu. A legal snafu? They have those? They still, well, yeah. If you're a part of the King's Court, of course they do. They got to have a snafu to let murderers off, child molesters, child murderers. In his extradition from the Bahamas to the United States, well, they made a little fucking mistake, man. We'll see what this terrible thing was that got him out of all this goddamn trouble. The feds moved to dismiss one count of conspiracy to make unlawful campaign contributions against Bankman-Fried, 31, after the Caribbean country clarified that it did not intend to extradite him on the charge, according to a letter filed by prosecutor in Manhattan federal court late Wednesday. Under the United States extradition treaty with the Bahamas, the island nation must consent to the charges against Beckman. What the fuck? Do you mean the Bahamas have to decide whether we can prosecute some motherfucker or not? Who in the fuck are the Bahamas? How about we just fucking go out there and sink your fucking islands? No, this is where the corporate mafia comes into it. I mean, come on, people.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know that guy right there, he's a chosen one. He's a oi boy. He's the one that did all the billions of dollars in scams on the cryptos and stole everybody's money.
Yeah.
So he's an oil boy. You know, his ass got out of jail. But I don't think he even went to jail. I think they just gave like $1 million and said, okay, he's good. He scammed y'all out of billions, but we'll just give y'all $1 million.
$250 million bail is what he got. But he had it, you know. I've seen, you look at the pictures on the side of him. Yeah, if that's not an oi boy, there's none that exist. Under U.S. Against Beckman Fraid, a major donor in the 2022 midterm elections, according in keeping with its treaty obligations to the Bahamas. Oh, with the Bahamas, we don't want to piss them off, man. They're the fucking Bahamas. We're just a little old United States of America, huh? Oh, yeah, you fucking corporate pricks, man. You probably more powerful people sitting over there in the fucking Bahamas than are on this fucking piece of real estate that we call the United States of the Americas. The government does not intend to proceed to trial on the campaign contribution count, the letter states. The now dropped charge alleges that Bankman Fried and his cohorts used tens of millions of dollars to fix funds to illegally make over 300 donations to curry favor with candidates who could pass laws that would help his company. I mean, of course, I mean, this is how it's picked. There's a picture of this Jew prick, man. And if that ain't a Jew, I'll eat my hat. Bankman Fried, who is accused of stealing from customers of his now defunct FTX cryptocurrency exchange, still faces 12 other charges in the case, though five more of the counts are still in question. What? You mean he's going to walk away from all of this? I mean, this is huge fucking fraud because they were added after he was extradited. Oh, I see. The Bahamas, man. I'll tell you what, they must have fucking some serious nuclear missiles pointed right at fucking Washington, D.C. to have this kind of power. The Bahamas must also consent to the counts that were added after Bankman Fried was sent back to the United States. A judge ruled last month that a trial will proceed in October on the original charges, and a separate proceeding was set for March 2024. On the charges that are up in the air. Now they're up in the air. I mean, look at this smirking fucking Jew prick in the picture, and you see, fuck you. You ain't going to do nothing, you goddamn goyim. You're not going to do nothing to me. I'll do as I fucking please. I'm a fucking one of the perfect bloodlines. I'm one of the fucking, you're just a goddamn goyim. You're a soulless fucking animal, and I'll piss on you if I please. Bankman Fried is on home detention at his family's house in California on a $250 million bond as he awaits trial. Separately, on Wednesday, prosecutors asked a judge to jail Bankman Fried, claiming he engaged in witness tampering by giving a New York Times reporter the personal writings of his ex-girlfriend, Carolyn Elson, who is slated to be a key witness against him at trial. You look at this guy, they ain't going to do nothing to this son of a bitch. I can guarantee it. The judge issued a temporary gag order and let Bankman Fried remain free while he considers the request. No, you betcha. You're looking for the biggest bribe. What's the current bribe? $2-3 million, huh, Judge? What are you at, buddy? You fucking prick. You goddamn king's servant. You fucking Star Chamber bastard. What's he going to give some more money to the fucking King of England? The judge entered, the U.S. Attorney's Office and a representative for Bankman Fried both declined to comment Thursday. Shit. You look at this guy, and it's plain and simple what's going on here. I think we could figure this out. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Something in the background there. Vice President Joe Biden meeting Hunter Biden's foreign business partners. No shit. But you know, he's always denied this. But, you know, it don't fucking matter. This ain't the goddamn issue. The issue is, are these motherfuckers running this country as fucking corporate tyrants? And by God, yes, they are. And they are in violation of the highest fucking law in this land, the ratified law of the by the representatives of the people, the unalienable law, the absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791. Blatantly. On enough counts to put every fucking one of them up against the goddamn wall. But we're going to talk about this fucking bullshit. Yeah, there's pictures of them. Of course, they were together. We've always known that. November 2010, Joe Biden has a sit-down meeting with Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter's private equity firm in the West Wing. November 11th, Joe Biden met with Chris Hines, a co-founder of... Co-founder of who? Somebody's got an open phone. I'm there going... March 2012, Biden met with Andres Pastrano. Oh, there's talk about all of his meetings. So we're going to go through this. Vice President Biden meeting Hunter Biden's foreign business partners. November 2010, Joe Biden had a sit-down meeting with Eric Schwerin, the president of Hunter's private equity firm in the West Wing. November 2011, Joe Biden met with Chris Hines, a co-founder of Hunter's private equity firm in the West Wing. March 2012, Joe Biden met with Andres Pastrana, Arango. See, we're going to all the fucking mafias. This here is probably the Mexican mafia. Got to be the former president. No, he's Colombian. President of Colombia, you know, that guy can't be corrupt, who Hunter was doing business with at his personal residence. What was he buying, crack cocaine? December 3rd, 2013, Hunter flew with Joe Biden aboard Air Force Two to China, where he introduced him to Jonathan Lai, or Lee, a Chinese businessman. February 2014, Joe Biden had lunch with Hunter and two of Hunter's Mexican business partners, you know, the Mexican drug cartelists down there, his business partners, and was pictured giving them a tour of the White House. Well, yeah, if you're a Mexican goddamn drug fucking kingpin, you can go down and look at the White House, but you fucking common fucking peons, pissants, fucking coolies, you get close to that son of a bitch and they'll kill your ass. You know, you're at the people's house. April 2014, Joe Biden met with Devon Archer, another co-founder of Hunter's private equity firm in the White House, a week before Archer joined the board of Burisma. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. June 2014, Joe Biden met with Manuel Estrella. That sounds like another drug cartel. Hunter's Latin American. Well, he's a Latin American. He ain't drug cartel. Hunter's Latin American business associate. After the meeting, Estrella emailed Hunter, "Hunter, I just met your father. So exciting." Hunter replied, "I'm glad it all finally came together. But see what we're doing here? We're building a platform for what's not being talked about. And that's what's the top of the front fucking page of this site. That fucking pedophilic piece of fucking dog shit. Little girls, 6 or 7 years fucking old, and fucking crack cocaine and fucking goddamn pedophilia. Pedophilia. What you here? We're talking about ducats, man. I mean, the people out there that fucking serve the ducats. I guess this will fucking suffice for them. You know, if they, you know, it's like Al Capone. God knows how many people he killed, and then finally went to prison for fucking tax evasion. And Hunter Biden ain't even going to prison no more than that Jew we were just talking about. August 2014, pictures show Joe Biden golfing with his son Hunter and Devon Archer while they were both serving on the Burisma board. No. April 2015, Joe Biden attended a dinner in Washington, D.C. with Hunter's business partners from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. November 2015, Joe Biden hosted his son's Mexican business partners, Carlos it's slim, but it should have an E behind it, so it's slime. Miguel Aleman Vescasco and Miguel Alman Magnanina at his personal residence. February 2016, Biden flew Hunter and Jeff Cooper, a family business partner, to Mexico City for a business trip aboard Air Force Two to meet up with their cartel buddies. May 2016, Joe Biden met with Eric Schwerin. That sounds awful Jewish to me. Like somebody with a long nose, the former head of Hunter's private equity firm, for dinner in Washington, D.C. September 2016, Joe Biden attended a fundraiser for Francis Person, a business associate of Hunter's and former advisor to in Biden's VP office. May 17th, Joe Biden met with family business partner Tony Bolalinski twice. June 2018, Joe Biden texted Hunter saying that he was with Jeff Cooper, a family business partner, and the Coopers wanted to do some work with him. I bet you they did. Photos, emails, text messages, and White House and visitors log confirm these meetings took place. It is not up for debate. And I mean, you can click over and you can see all these people in different places. There are all these fucking gangsters all in the same fucking place. Big fucking deal. We know he's a fucking gang. We've known this for how long, people? How long have we known this for? And I mean, and what irrelevant is it? I mean, is this, we have fucking, we have at the top of our fucking site, a fucking video of Hunter Biden with little fucking girls. I wonder if the little girls have been, I guarantee they've probably been chopped up because they could talk. It might be in, not be in our language because it's so probably over there in the Ukraine where they can do that to little kids. Israelis pour cement into the water springs used by Palestinians in agriculture. Of course they did. I mean, goddamn. I mean, this is a video, but it shows them dumping. I mean, they're filling in so that I guess they're having a particularly dry summer over there or what might have you. It's dry. They're in drought. And so, hey, let's let them die of thirst. Let's let their crops die. I mean, this is genocide against the Palestinian people being perpetrated right out in the fucking open, like the genocide of the fucking COVID-19 fucking plan scam fucking plandemic, fraudulent fucking vaccine, which is really a fucking biological weapon, you know, the culling of the fucking herd, because we're just goddamn animals to these son of a bitches. Well, we ought to show them that we're not cattle. We're fucking lions, and we're going to eat their fucking asses alive. People say the Biden White House didn't pressure Facebook to censor, but it did. No, I will not believe these things about our government, people. People say the Biden, okay, FB, that would be Facebook, to White House 32121, in addition to removing often true content, Facebook internally 42121, we are facing continued pressure from the White House to remove more content and show more. Oh, we're not going to read this fucking, I couldn't do that with a magnifying glass. But, I mean, if you want to go there with a magnifying glass, you can read the rest of it, I guess. Breaking. Physicians gather at a Supreme Court, at the Supreme Court of the United States with over 100,000 petition signatures to call for an investigation into Fauci's misdealings. I love the way they put their shit. Crime. Criminal. Misdealings? My fucking ass, man. When they lie, they misspoke. No, this is fucking blatant-ass fucking crime. Misdealings my ass.
Hey, Henry.
And corruption. Go ahead.
Hey, hold on. Did you say physicians? So did you say doctors?
Physicians, yes.
Oh, you see this show. Them son of a bitch was getting extra money to give out those shots. They were pushing folks to get those shots. They knew exactly what was going on. Oh, my...
There was a video on the site the other day, and this woman was interrogating a pharmacist, and, you know, telling him, you know that this and that and what might have you, and you're still giving the shot. And the guy goes, oh, I know. And he goes, I'm just doing what I'm told. And she asked him if he's heard about Nuremberg. And he goes, well, I'm not giving any more of these shots. And I mean, this, I mean, so what? How many people have you killed? I mean, they'll tell you 6 million. It's probably, you know, closer to fucking 60 million, 160 million, 600 million. How in the fuck are we to know? It's like knowing how many fucking illegal aliens have crossed our border. Physicians gather at the Supreme Court of the United States over 100,000 petition signatures to call for an investigation into Fauci's misleading corruption. Misleading and corruption. You're not, well, misdealings, I'm sorry. Misdealings and corruptions. No, it's fucking fraudulent fucking corruption, blatant. It wasn't misdealings. It was, they didn't do it by mistake. It was done fucking on purpose, and he was paid very well for his fucking treason. Never before have we seen such a blatantly corrupt government official not be prosecuted, and you won't see that son of a bitch prosecuted. He's just like that fellow from over at the Bahamas. You can't touch him. You can't touch him because you're not one of them, man. Dr. Merrill Nass explains how the World Health Organization proposed pandemic treaty will enable the WHO to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, and ecosystems are all central to health. Well, that's a theory, but to do something, you have to do it. You have to go out and you have to fucking, there's people out there, there's 40 million if I'm sitting here talking to you, ready to fucking drop the fucking cap on you. When they start fighting, you start fighting back and there'll be 100 million. And we got fucking enough guns to arm them three or four times over, not to mention our other fucking arsenals of fucking weapons, you motherfuckers. So you just give it a go. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, brother, I mean, just think about the whole ridiculous. Like, some doctor wouldn't allow you to come into their office without a shot. You're talking about 100,000 of them. So out of all those 100,000, you know, supposed to have all these petitions, right? So when people were saying they didn't want to take the shot, well, they was pressuring people. They was pressuring, intimidating people to take the shot because they didn't need cash for it. How much were they giving to give those shots? Like a couple of hundred bucks each shot?
Well, actually, you know, like here, I know that the Indians here were getting like 200 after they took the first shot. They got a big bunch of money, like $3,500 a piece to take the first shot. And a lot of them died. A lot of the people around here have died. And then the second shot, you know, it was like $250. But you know that the tribal corporation was collecting probably $35,000 per fucking person they got that needle into, because it spreads it. I mean, it spreads it. That's what they really fucking wanted. That's what they don't talk about, is the fucking shedding and the fact that it spreads it to people who do not want the fucking vaccination, but get it just like if they were spraying us. So, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Henry, they just think we're dumb, man. Think about it now. I mean, when you sit back and think about it, these SOBs, they get incentives for putting you on medication. You know, they get incentives for that, you know, extra cash.
Of course.
Fishing trips, you know, to the Bahamas, wherever they want to go, boat, whatever they want, if they push that medication. So you don't think they were pushing people, and all of a sudden now it's fraud. He tricked us. He's corrupt. They knew exactly what they were doing. This is just another show.
Absolutely. Of course they knew what they were doing. It was a planned operation. I mean, that's what it was. I mean, you know, we talked about it yesterday, how Obama, back in the Obama era, how he got rid of the fucking, it was just policy because it is, they can't fuck. It was never ratified law. There's never been no fucking ratified law except for the Bill of Rights. But the fact was that they could not fucking use propaganda against the people. And since they removed that, why would they remove that? Because they want to use propaganda against the fucking people. I mean, shit, man. And then they want to censor you when you come up and tell the fucking truth. I think it's pretty evident what they're up to. I think, you know, we're pretty far up on that fucking moral high ground. Right up to righteous indignation. That's why we need the fucking spike boots and the fucking ice hammer so that we can climb some more, because the fucking peak, we're up in the goddamn above the tree line. It's Chol Cole's birthday today, and she is on fire testifying to the House Judiciary Committee on the dangers of child transition. And I watched this video, and you should go watch it. Pretty soon we're going to have this so that we're going to find out why this videos won't play on the phone connections. But this girl was like 13, and they fucked her all up. And I mean, she tells the whole story all the way down the line and how she's screwed for the rest of her life. She looks like a girl, you know, but she does. I mean, She talks about how she has manly features. Now she had her tits cut off. I mean, they did all this nasty shit to her, and she testified, so fucking what? It's not a Congress. It's a goddamn communist committee, and it don't matter. It's just like when you go down to your local fucking, when you still had townships before the townships in 1984 turned into corporations, you had the right to hear every fucking word spoken, and you had the right to speak your fucking piece. Now you have a comment fucking, you get to make a comment on what they're doing, then you leave, and then they vote on what they want to fucking do. A handful of people. So that means that they're in fucking control and you ain't. But I mean, here again, I mean, that's all this, they call it Congress. It's just another fucking communist committee. Senate, just another communist committee. This is not a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It is a goddamn corporation, and it's fucking, they made themselves a corporation in violation of the fucking law, in violation of the people's authority, without the people's permission, without the people's acquisition. But they could. But they say, well, if you don't exercise them rights, you don't have them. By God, yes, we do. And when we do exercise them, you son of a bitch, you're gonna. What's going to be your defense? Well, they didn't stop me. Well, we're stopping you now. I mean, God damn it, people need to fucking just put everything else a fucking side. Get on one fucking page on that Bill of Rights with those 10 fucking articles, and fucking mince these motherfuckers. We have the lawful right to stop this fucking shit from happening and save our nation and take our wealth back so that we can all fucking, somebody so we can be happy again. I don't understand people. You'd rather exist in misery than risk the hazard to fucking live in fucking happiness. It's crazy. ABC News, it was a concerning moment today when Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein had to be verbally instructed both by staffer and a fellow senator how to vote during a committee hearing. I mean, I watched this thing, and I mean, these people are so fucking old. They're falling apart, just like Mitch McConnell yesterday. I think he might have had a fucking stroke right there on stage. Why won't you old fuckers die? Just die for us, would you please? Wonder why Sounds of Freedom is considered an anti-Semitic film. The Colombian child sex ring the film was based on was run by Israelis. And I mean, don't start this shit with me. That fucking movie was a part of the fucking goddamn program. It was an op. A fucking op to try to drive you away from what's on top of the fucking front page of this goddamn site. It's trying to fucking normalize it. I mean, well, you go out there and you bought some fucking human beings and brought them out of fucking slavery. Well, then you participated in the slave fucking trade, didn't you? Just like Trump when he was running for election. I know the filthiness. I know the corruption because I was a part of it. I paid people off so that I could make fucking money. Well, shouldn't he have been arrested and jailed on the fucking spot when he confessed that?
No, he's going to save us, man. Trump 2024.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Swiss study, heart injuries from COVID vaccine, 3,000 times higher than thought. I knew this was coming. And you wait till there's another zero and another zero and another zero and another zero behind that. This is not fucking goddamn. There was no fucking goddamn plandemic. It was a plandemic. There was no pandemic. And there was never a vaccine. It is a goddamn biological weapon for the culling of the fucking population. They have said it outright to us. Yet still you come back and they're fucking talking. I mean, they're acting like this here. I mean, we'll read it. It is a small study, but a very disturbing one to keep being told that injury to the heart from the COVID vaccine is a very rare, but a study done in Basel, Switzerland, indicates that the rate of subclinical myocarditis after the COVID vaccine is hardly a rare at all. And it ain't. I mean, damn it, you know how many people I've seen drop dead since they did this shit to us people? I mean, when you notice that people are dying, I mean, that should be some kind of clue to your shit, don't you think?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Check this out, man. It just struck my brain. And I'm sorry just to keep interrupting, but...
No, you ain't interrupting.
I mean, when you think about it, man, they are so freaking bold with what they do. they still are throwing ads up and coming back out with this fake COVID crap about this. Talking about they literally still got it up at some stores to get a shot. You know, they have it where talking about COVID now is surging up a little bit. These people are bold because they know, I guess they figure, hey, these people are not going to do anything. We just keep killing them and keep blowing the death shot.
Until the people stand up and blow them out of their fucking shoes, there isn't going to be anything done about it. And they tell you, a month ago they told us, there's going to be another pandemic in September. How could you fucking know that? Unless you're fucking in a lab fucking building it. I mean, you know, what the hell do they call it? Weaponizing some kind of fucking flu or something so that you can release it on the fucking people. Oh, that's COVID 2020. And it's SARS 3F4. I mean, it's just fucking shit. People just didn't go on all our lives. The only thing that has changed is you have these motherfucking corporate mafia motherfuckers going for the final blow. They're trying to give you the coup de grace, that bullet in the back of the fucking head to get rid of your ass. They tell you they are fucking culling the world population. They say it. They say it right to your fucking face. And you do nothing.
And some people, Henry, are still wearing masks. I don't know about you, but when I was out today, I seen a few people still wearing masks, man.
Oh, I see it every once in a while. I see some asshole in a mask. I mean, a face diaper. And you know, well, there's some people that can't be helped. I guess they're just stupid beyond stupid. That maybe they wear the mask. It's just like the other things we talked about. If I'm wearing the mask and that means I really believe it and I'm not a fucking coward, I know better. I know that it doesn't exist. It's been proven not to exist. You can't isolate a fucking virus. The guy whose test they used to supposedly identify a virus said it could not be done in October. And then he up and died on us, people, after he told us Fossey he was a fucking fraud. Now, and I mean, we've known all this shit for how long? 3 fucking years? And not just now getting up to, Fossey, he's in big trouble, boy. No, he ain't. No more than Hunter Biden or that fucking Jew prick that they brought from the Bahamas. They will all fucking walk away from this unless we fucking take care of the fucking business. Because it is our responsibility. It is our duty. Each and every one of us, regardless of skin color, regardless of fucking age, any fucking thing to divide, regardless of that. Either we're going to be a free people or we're going to be fucking on our goddamn knees and God help our fucking children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, don't you think? Think of goddamn what we've seen in the last fucking 20 years. And then you think about what your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are. I mean, this is going to be, this made 1984 look like a fucking soap opera. Getting the COVID vaccine. There is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as a fucking vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. It's been identified as such, but just like everything else, like this is not a fucking democracy. Those are not amendments. Everything else, you just keep saying, well, we'll stop saying it a little bit. Then we'll start saying it again, like it's a fucking fact. Well, it is not. We're sick of hearing it. You're a lying sons of bitches, and everybody fucking knows it. I mean, that's why I make the fucking act funny about the fucking high ground. You're still trying to reach that fucking high ground. You need oxygen. We're up so high on that fucking high ground. And you need a fucking ice axe and ice spikes to keep on climbing because you're almost to the top of the mountain. Can I hold for 1 second? I'll be right back, guys. Sorry. That was completely odd. I haven't heard a word from Mark Schumacher in about years, and he up and called me and while I'm on the air. I told him he'd have to try again later. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. That, you know, that for all the years, 30 fucking years, all I heard is we have to get the moral high ground. We have to get the moral high ground. These motherfuckers have the low ground down into the Marianas Trench. I mean, from there to fucking Mount Everest, we have the high ground. So it's no longer that. It's not. It has to come down to just fucking cowardice. And I mean, you know, you have the fucking right to do it. You would be enforcing the fucking law that guarantees freedom and liberty for the people of the United States as individual free sovereign nationals. That's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed, all the people that have given their life for the fucking lie in World War One, World War Two, every fucking war, they've given their lives to a lie. And no one will step up to give their fucking lives for the goddamn truth. For, I mean, a simple fucking truth that cannot be argued. Nobody's ever come up on this goddamn fucking program and argued that the fucking Bill of Rights ain't exactly what we say it is and what we know it is, because you can't argue with facts, and it's written in fucking facts. It can't. It'll read same frontwards as backwards. And if you know how to write law and keep it from being made into subject matter that they can interpret, see, they've, it's like, you know, they're trying, on the last one I did, I don't understand this. Well, then what the fuck are you doing sitting on a bench, you motherfucker? You understand it. You understand it perfectly. You're King Chuck's fucking boy, and this is a Star Chamber court, and you have no authority over this fucking free man. You have no authority over this free individual, free sovereign national motherfucker. I'm not one of your goddamn 14th Amendment fucking slaves. Get that through your head. But still, again, here we are. I mean, we're talking about the same fucking shit. And again, this is just, you know, this is a narrative they're throwing out there. This is, we got something to read. We get up in the morning. What's the news? Oh, they're talking about 3,000 times higher than the U.S. government claimed. Wow, that shouldn't people be getting arrested and hung for fucking falsifying numbers, for fucking falsifying the risks, for creating what they've, all they've said is a biological kill agent. They've said that they are culling the world's population. Shouldn't those people be fucking under arrest if this, I mean, if your government is legit, which it ain't, it's a fucking corporation. It's the international corporate mafia. And you're too chicken shit to fucking fight them. That's all it comes down to. And you have such vast numbers over them. I mean, it ain't even a fight. I mean, if everybody came out at once that has been fucking injured or, you know, the people that have been hurt by this, the fucking regular folks, it's 1% against fucking 99%. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of millions of people. We'd wipe them out in a fucking day, and we have goddamn, if we don't have the goddamn arsenal to do it. But then again, you know, we could talk about, we can argue with each other about fucking the color of our skin. We can argue with each other about fucking a left, right. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. You're both fools if you're either one of those, because there ain't no such fucking thing. It doesn't exist. The law does exist. The law is fucking fact. If you don't want to step up to fucking enforce the law, you will get exactly what you have coming to you, and you're not going to like it. But you'll fucking probably smooth through if you're really sucking ass of the Jew really good. You'll probably get through your fucking life, but what about your children and your grandchildren, your progeny? You're fucking way into the future. Are those little kids going to be openly? Maybe they'll have a TV program about it you can watch, or you can watch it on some kind of device. I'm sure the devices will be much more highly technology. You probably just sit there with your brain chip, and you could watch fucking little girls being pedophiled by people like Joe fucking Biden while they're doing cocaine, and then you can watch them go down and get cut up. I mean, we have been so desensitized to the fucking loss of our morality that we're lost, people. We've got to find our fucking way back onto the path, and the way back is that fucking Bill of Rights. We have the right to decency. We have the right to frickin' liberty, which is the right to do anything we want to do so long as we're not violating the rights of another. And these motherfuckers have no fucking jurisdictional control over us whatsoever. What they're showing is a goddamn corporate goddamn army. It wasn't founded as a corporation. It was a bunch of corporations, the king's corporations, the king of France, king of Spain, king of fucking England. It was their franchises. But once we fucking, our people died to take it, it was no longer a goddamn business. It was supposed to be about freedom and liberty. We had all the resources. We were supposed to have fucking debt-free currency so that we could practice free enterprise. And the people could go and get their own fucking money. It would have been the people here and closed our borders. You didn't have no right to bring nobody in here. You show me where where a handful attained the fucking right to fucking all that had been won by the many that who didn't even fucking, you know, go out into the fucking field. I know they talk about George Washington. I've heard the bullet holes in his thing. They took that motherfucker and hung it on a tree and shot some bullet holes in it. You don't think they do it? You think they're any different today or yesterday than they are today? Because they're not. They were pedophiles then. They're pedophiles now. And they were, and you go far back in history.
I was just going to say that, man. I was going to put it in the matter of, you know, if you ever just think about how they always tried to rosy up like the monarch, like they were just so benevolent, you know, like they were just so just good people, but they never ever told you the truth. I mean, you know, just the brainwashing of everything all through our whole entire lives with lies, man. You know, we know monarchy. We know they was inbred, pedophilic, insane, you know, chicklet in the brain people. But that was never portrayed. You know, that was always portrayed that there was always been this royalty and always been this peasant class. And, you know, just the brainwashing of all this, man, from the schools. Get your kids out of public school.
Oh, absolutely. But, man, as much we know now, I mean, they're telling us now. That's what I don't get, you know. If you didn't know, you have an excuse. I mean, I didn't know this was going on. God damn it, we got to stop this, you know. It's different than, yeah, I know it's going on, but, I'm going to donate some money to Mel Gibson and crew, you know, so they can go buy a few fucking slaves. It's just like the fucking DEA, you know, they're pumping the fucking drugs in here, the fentanyl, the fucking cocaine, the crank, all the shit in here. And then they're selling it, the big fucking sellers that sell the fucking hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds of it. And then they fucking bust a few guys down on the fucking lower end of it, dealing on the fucking street, and pretend like they're trying to stop the fucking problem when they are the fucking problem. I mean, you look at Operation Gunrunner. I mean, who in the hell, what the hell, they were fucking trading, they were taking guns, they were buying guns with your tax dollars, taking them down to Mexico with no way to trace them, trading them to the drug cartels for fucking cocaine and fucking probably crank, and bringing it back up here and having their people sell it in big lots to the next Jew down, and until it reached the street, and then they act like they have to fight it on the fucking street when they're running it at the top. I mean, it's so fucking obvious. It's blatantly obvious. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, feel my serpentine. but you better not take it from me. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle, won't you bring it to you?
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:52 Pacific Time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. But you know what? Those who seek the moral high ground are so far up in the fucking mountain that they have to look down to see the fucking jungle. I mean, you son of a bitches, you think you're going to find some place where you're going to fucking feel comfortable to fucking go out and take on your aggressors, I suppose, is what you'd have to say. But the bottom line is, you're not fucking doing shit. All you're doing is climbing higher and higher. Are you trying to get to the high ground, or are you trying to get away? I think you're trying to fucking get away. That's just all there is to it. Oh, that guy there. Let's see here. Thing kind of goes goofy sometimes. I wonder why. Oh, fuck Feinstein. Too many of the we're going to keep putting these tweets up. We got to get this thing is going to have to work. And I got somebody coming to take care of it. We didn't do that one. Dr. Merrill Nass explains how the WHO's proposed pandemic treaty will enable the World Health Organization to take over the jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, and ecosystems are all central to health. Well, they would be all central to health, but I mean, we can't even read this son of a bitch. We're gonna have to cut this out. All fucking tweets. We can't do this. I mean, this is just row after row of fucking tweets. There's one. Now we did that one. We're all the way up to here, and we're going on, going on, going on. Guess we got to go this fucking way more. Got to let up on the tweets until we can play the tweets. I'd love to play these, and you know, because I can stop them and make them go, and we can stop and discuss them. But we can't have just fucking tweets. We have to have something for fucking, like this one here. This was good. I watched some of it, but anti-Semitic Mitchell linked to video. See, video, video, video. We can't just do videos, people. I would have to talk to you. We don't give a shit about that. Did that. I guess we've done about every fucking thing on this goddamn two fucking pages. We did that. And then tweets and tweets and tweets and tweets. If we're going to do tweets, they're going to have to get the shit fucking fixed so we can fucking play the goddamn tweets over the... And they are good. I mean, they're good. They're good stories and what might have you, but they're no good for fucking... I think we did this one. Swiss study heart injuries from COVID vaccine, you know, 3,000 times. No, we didn't do the story. We talked about it a little bit. It's a small study, but a very disturbing one. We keep being told that injury to the heart from the COVID vaccine is very rare. And see, here we are talking COVID. COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. And quit calling it a fucking vaccine because it's already been fucking proven that it is a biological kill weapon developed in a fucking lab by fucking weaponizing the fucking bat fucking flu, okay? We know it. You said it. They'll say it one day and turn around the next day and say, well, use the same fucking shit again, like we weren't listening. Go ahead, sorry.
People are dropping dead right and left.
Well, hell yes, they are.
If you're an athlete, forget about it. You're going to die if you take that shit.
Yeah, it ain't good. It's killed a lot of athletes. I heard someone else trying to get in there.
Larry, a couple of 3 weeks ago on the local news, it must have slipped past the censors. They came on and said that in the past year, 3 million women came down with a certain heart disease. I tell you.
Yeah, it's that myocarditis. That's what this article actually does talk about that. So I guess it's the only one we have. I guess that's what we're going to have to go with here, guys. We keep being told that injury to the heart from the COVID vaccine is very rare, but a study done in Basel, Switzerland indicates that the rate of substantial myocarditis after the COVID vaccine is hardly rare at all. In fact, in a study with only 777 participants with a medium age of 37, all medical professionals getting the COVID vaccine, and they have to put it there. Call it what it fucking is. See, this is what makes propaganda. This is what makes you fucking illegitimate. I don't know what this site is, but I guarantee it's got INC behind its goddamn name. COVID vaccine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, can I ask a question? Let me ask you this. Whatever happened to the flu back in 2020? I mean, that just disappeared, didn't it?
Yeah, there is no flu incidents in 2020. There was no flu. There was nothing but COVID-19, don't you know? You know that COVID-19 that doesn't exist? Anyway, like I said, it's been proved. The evidence of elevated cardiac enzymes 3 days after injection was pretty substantial, almost 3%. The CDC did a study, and from that, they claimed the rate was 0.001%, or 1 out of 100,000. 2.8% is a lot higher than 1.00. Yeah, we know that. If you know math, we know it's higher than 0.001%. Another 0.3% had problems. Probable myocarditis, putting that total at over 3%. That is 3,000 times higher than the U.S. government claimed. And if it's not just that, I mean, 6 million people, I mean, when you find, I mean, they'll just keep dribbling this shit out as you'll take it. Because did anybody say anything? Did anybody do anything? No? Well, fuck, let's just throw some more out there at them. They won't be thinking about Hunter Biden and those little girls anymore, you see. In this small study, nobody had serious complications, but with a myocarditis complication rate of 3%, you would have to expect that giving out hundreds of millions of doses is a pretty risky proposition. You would. I think we all knew that already, but known it for quite a while. But this study seems to put the nail in the coffin of vaccine injuries are super rare from COVID-19 shots. But see, these people here, they're trying to expose this, but you keep using your buzzwords. COVID-19 doesn't exist. That's what we got to get at here. If you want to expose something, expose the fucking fraud of the whole goddamn pandemic. The shots were made to kill us. We know that. And you're harping on what rate they're lying about. The fact is, the whole goddamn thing's a lie. The COVID-19 never existed. Like we were just talking with Dion, there was no fucking flu that year. 0% flu. Is that possible? No, it's not. This whole damn thing has been a scam. They've told you it's a scam. They've told you it's for goddamn world depopulation. Oops, who could have guessed? Oh, oops. I mean, you're a real creative writer. One oddity was the rate of myocarditis among participants was heavily weighed toward women, not men. And this is what, damn it, my mind's not working right today. The caller was just talking about my friend, women, not men. And that's what he's talking about. They slipped there on the news. But, I mean, here it is. This is new shit they're letting dribble out. A little bit at a time, because this holds your interest and it keeps your mind off of the fucking pedophilia. If they just stuck to one subject, you could beat the shit out of them. But they come at you from 100 fucking angles and you got to fight from 100 different angles. I wanted to say Millard, man. I miss old Millard. Anyway, that could be an artifact of the sample or it could be indicate that women are more likely to get complications, but the complications are more likely to be serious among men. One reason the researchers posit for the vast difference between their results, which are based upon blood tests looking for cardiac enzymes, is all participants in the commonly asserted claim that were vaccine-induced myocarditis is rare in the only cases that are diagnosed without looking specifically for it are severe. That's because I'm trying to remember his name. In other words, most people don't go to the doctor until there is a serious problem. So many people suffer from myocarditis without ever being diagnosed. This suggests that there is a very large group of people who were afflicted but never treated. In most cases, would not be a huge problem as the inflammation resolves on its own, but in some cases, actual damage to the heart was done without it ever being caught. Another variable not mentioned is that myocarditis complications are more common in young men, and this study skewed both female and middle-aged professionals. Given the cohort study, one would expect them to be not entirely representative of the population as a whole. They are likely rather healthier and moderately older than the population as a whole. In any case, this study sheds quite a light on just how deceptive the CDC, the FDA, and the NIAID, all these fucking synonyms, have been about vaccine safety. And it's not about fucking vaccine. I mean, this is pure fucking propaganda. This has come from the Ministry of Truth. They're going to put vaccine in there. The CDC admitted on their own site it's not a fucking vaccine. So, I mean, fucking, this is why you keep saying COVID-19. Well, we all know it's bullshit, that it never existed, and it ain't no fucking vaccine. It is a goddamn biological kill agent. They've said it. I mean, they've said it themselves. But here they are back calling it this. This is to keep people confused. If you just had one set of fucking facts to deal with, I mean, you can, what is it? Is it a vaccine? No, it ain't a fucking vaccine. And also how intentionally ignorant they have chosen to be. Hubert. God damn it, I got it. It's by my mic. I couldn't read. This was not a complicated study to do. The researchers chose a cohort easy to recruit, tested them both before and after vaccination to create a baseline in comparison and analyze the data. Easy peasy, not even the costly if you wanted to know the actual numbers of people with heart damage post-vaccine. This was an easy to construct and interpret study, and you can get results very quickly. Why didn't our public health officials do it then? Well, because they're not our public health officials. They are fucking Jewish fucking agents here to fucking kill us and take everything we have. Why didn't our public health officials do it to them? Why did it take a hospital in Switzerland to come up with the idea and execute it in 2023, no less? Being off by a factor of 3,000 is more than an oops. It's a very big deal. And man, I'm telling you, that was a hard one to read. Hubert, I was trying to think of it.
How about those chemtrails, man? The chemtrails, they hit us with that first, then the knockout fucking punch is that shit they inject into you.
Well, it's not only that, but I mean, when they give those shots, I mean, they're giving all kinds of different flu shots, man. It ain't just the COVID-19 or the Omicron or one of the variations. They're giving all kinds of flu shots out. And every time they come up with something new in the lab to make you fucking sick, they fucking give out some shots. People shed it, typhoid, Marys. And the next thing you know, you're fucking sick with it and you lose a little bit more of your fucking goddamn life. And we're all fucking infected. We cannot not be. As much as they pumped out there, and you have to go to the store. It's not like them; they have their shit delivered and fucking probably cleansed in a fucking vacuum before they ever touch it. People like Bill Gates and these fucking monsters, and like Fauci, who are fucking perpetrated this fucking crime against humanity. They don't suffer the results of their own fucking goddamn duplicity. The people do. And like I said, we're all infected. I feel it, you know. Things that have happened to me and Laura, I mean, we do notice things that happen to our bodies. And, you know, and it's just fucking weird shit. And then it go away and then there'll be something else. But you can tell that you have it in you. I can tell I have it in me. And, I mean, I've just, only exposure I've had has been through the fucking shedding of other people, the typhoid Marys. But that's all it fucking takes. It gets it in you and every time you get infected again, it gets you a little bit more and a little bit more. And you feel it a little bit more and a little bit more. And the next thing you know, you're fucking pushing up fucking daisies. And that's what they're working for. Why shouldn't they be patient? They're facing 300 million fucking people who we can arm three times over. And if those people ever grew a fucking goddamn gut and started fucking fighting, we wipe these son of a bitches out in a day. The whole cabal could be wiped out in a fucking day. And they know it. But hell, we're sitting here polishing our fucking rifles, letting it kill us real fucking slowly, death by 1,000 cuts, and we're not doing anything about it. We have to quit. Put everything aside. I don't care what it is, race, creed, color, fucking religion. Put it all the fucking aside. We can fight about that later amongst ourselves. If we don't take care of this now, you won't have the right to have a different opinion than the other son of a bitch and goddamn monarchs at the fucking top, the corporate fucking mafia. You won't be allowed to have an opinion. You won't be allowed to have your goddamn religion to argue about. You won't be allowed to. They'll tell you what you're going to do and you'll fucking do it, or they'll fucking dust your ass. Either fucking stand up or fucking sit down and say, I ain't got the fucking guts to do it. Anyways, guys, that's enough for me for a Friday. I'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. Sorry about forgetting your name, Hubert. I'm going to get this shit in my fucking mind, and I'm kind of peeved about too many Twitters. We got to deal with that. Anyways, we'll be back at Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, Jesus, what can I tell you? How much high ground do you need? Keep your oxygen supply up because you're fucking way up there, and the jungle's way down there. Because you got to go a long ways to get to the people who want to fucking fight. You got to come down off your fucking mountain there, Moses. Well, anyway, that is the word from the trenches, people.
Holding that moral high ground. Have a good weekend, brother.
I'm going to fucking do it. I hope wish you the same.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!